responsible, mate. Ask your kids about me, mate. Ask them if he knows my bars. Because they know my bars, your kids know my bars.
What's up, everybody? Laugh Now, Die Later. Probably release this soon, so number hopefully 81. I'm gonna have to cut that out. Thank you everybody for listening, and I think I mentioned on a previous episode my favorite part of when I start recording is where am I recording from. Sometimes from someone's basement, sometimes from Chipotle, sometimes from I don't know wherever the fuck. And tonight we're in the gag van in midnight hour on a rainy.
We call it the alley.
The alley?
Yeah.
Why?
Formerly known Jackie Van.
Jackie Van?
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, it's just so we can be like, yo, where you at? I'm in the alley.
Sick. Like, not the actual alley, like, the alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know.
Yeah.
So today my guest is Adam from Gag. And yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for accepting me to interview.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I think I hit you up like 2 years ago, no?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, time flies.
I don't know. Yeah, that's crazy.
I hit you up like 2 years, like almost 2 years ago.
A minute ago. I'm hella awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so bad at trying to talk to people. And so I was like, I can't do an interview because like I don't know how to talk.
Damn. You've never done an interview, have you?
They're not ones that are known.
Like, interesting.
I've only done like maybe three.
Like zine interviews?
I think one or two zine interviews.
And what's the third one? What's the other?
Oh, like MMR, like Maximum Rock and Roll.
What's that? Like website?
No, it was a magazine.
Oh, I never
Maximum
heard
Rock and Roll?
No.
Big punk magazine.
Oh, shit. I need to get schooled on that.
Yeah.
That's number one.
That interview sucked ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like, you know, written down and then they put on the website?
It was a recording, and then they put it in like a magazine.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, thank you for accepting to be on there, and let's get started.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, how was your childhood? How was your upbringing?
That's a good question. I do want to state first that my childhood sucked ass, but I'm hella close with my parents now. So anything I say, like, I love them now, so it's all good. But my childhood sucked ass. Like,
were you a rebel kid? Are you only child? Do you have siblings?
No, I have siblings. Like, I have a brother and sister.
What were your parents like? Like, were they like 9 to 5? Were they like they got problems on their own?
Yeah, they were drug addicts.
Oh, okay.
And like,
and they were together even though they were drug addicts?
Yeah.
And they're still together?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of.
And they love each other. Like, it's sick. Like.
Do you think they love you at the time, or like, or there was no love? Like, it was just
no.
Like,
they did. They just were lost. Like, straight up. Like, they had kids at a really early, at a really young age.
Like, 15.
Like 18.
Yeah, that's too early.
Yeah, and so like they never got to be like kids. Like, they just went straight into parenthood.
Yeah,
and they didn't know how to handle it.
Are you from, like, the city, from, like, a town, or, like the suburbs?
Yeah, like, small town.
Small town?
Yeah.
And what are you, like, the oldest, youngest?
I'm middle child.
The middle child?
Yeah.
So, did you ever feel, like, unnoticed by them?
Not necessarily. I just felt, like, kind of like...
Well, how many kids is, if you don't mind me asking?
Huh?
How many kids are in total?
Three.
Yeah.
Oh. I have a brother and a sister.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm in the middle. But, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not, I didn't feel like not seen or anything. It just was like, there was more important things to them th- something like feeding us.
Oh, okay.
Is what it felt like. I don't know how true that is because I was a kid, you know? Like, I don't fully understand or grasp, like, reality at that time. But, like, but that's how it felt. Like, it was more important for them to do drugs than it was to, like, feed us.
I know maybe I'm getting too far ahead, but I feel like I want to ask now. How does that work, like, as an adult, like, knowing that they like, had you, they had you at, they knew they were having a kid, and they still chose to do drugs, and, like, as an adult, like, you look back, and, like, I don't know, like, you don't hold some resentment, or, like, how do you forgive that?
Oh, for sure, I held a hell of resentment. There's literally a gag song about it, but, like...
Can we know what song is it?
Meth Lab? Yeah.
It's about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did, like, they take you to all these crazy places, or they just, yeah, like, left? Oh, no. Okay. Three of you guys?
Me and my brother, mostly. Okay. My sister was a little older, so, like, me and my brother would, like, ride with my dad to, like, his spot, where he would go inside for, like, hours and, like, get drugs while me and him sat in the car, and, like, and there was, like, fucking, like, rabid dogs outside and, like, trash everywhere. It was, like...
Meth shit.
Backwood, yeah. Meth shit. Like, yeah.
Did you feel like because of that you were fucked for life? Like, you were never gonna, like, be a doctor. Like, you were never gonna be, like, this, like, upstanding citizen because you're a child in a meth lab, essentially.
I mean,
I feel like the cool thing about punk and hardcore is that you choose, like, this way of life and you find little things through music. But I feel like there, I don't know, there's some anger, like, you, like, you didn't even have the choice, like,
yeah,
to be that upstanding citizen, like, you, yeah, you never gave that fuck you because you can never be that.
Yeah.
Did you feel that, or, like, did you ever realize that? What
time? I realized that at a very early age, like, literally I was in fourth grade. Okay, so I was put in special education classes at first grade because my family was poor, and by the time I was in fourth grade I realized, like, what the schools were doing. They were using me and, like, my poor family to, like, get extra funding, like, for, I don't know, I realized in fourth grade that, like, they had no control over me, and the curriculum that they were giving me wasn't going to do me any good because of, like, the position I was in. I literally learned that in a very early age.
What in your head, like told you that, or, like, how did, like, what outside view did gave you that perspective?
There was this moment where they told me that I had to finish some paperwork, and if I didn't get it done before the end of class, I couldn't go out to recess. And I was literally like, yo, I live down the street, I could play on this playground whenever I want, like, you got nothing over me. I don't know, I just, like, and by at that after that point on, I just, like, didn't care. And I knew I, like, had something going for myself, and I didn't need school.
Hmm. Did you have friends? Or, like,
yeah,
even, like, up until then, like, I mean, did you, like, continue school? Or, like, how did it happen? When did you drop out? Or did you drop out?
I dropped out in 8th grade.
8th grade?
Yeah. Well, I was technically supposed to be in 11th grade.
Oh, so you're flunked, like, 3 years?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but I had 8th grade credits. And
were your parents still on drugs at the time?
That was the moment that they told me that they had stopped.
They just told you, like, hey, we stopped?
Yeah.
You couldn't even tell?
No. I, like, for most of my life, I had no idea. And my dad was like, yeah, me and your mom are clean. And I was like, clean from what? And they're like, yeah, we've been doing meth for the last 10 years. And I was like, oh, that explains everything. It explains my whole childhood.
How was, like, Christmas and, like, Thanksgiving and shit like that? Like, did, like, I mean, yeah, you came from a poor background, but were other kids, like, Like, would you go to school and, like, other kids are like, yeah, I'm like, you know, I can't wait for Christmas. And you're like, oh, well, what the fuck?
It was a little rough. But this is also what I mean. Like I don't have resentment towards them anymore. Mm. Like, I fucking love my parents now. Like, they're some of my best friends.
How'd you forgive, or how did, like, that happen?
Just over time, realizing that it's hard to be an adult. Like, it's hard to live in this world that, like, as a poor person. And I knew that they were poor, and, like, I get it. Like, and it's hard to raise kids with no money. Like,
damn, that's insightful.
Yeah.
That's really insightful.
And so, like, I love them. Like,
and I mean, up to that point, like, from fourth grade on, did you, like, start doing bad shit?
I mean, yeah.
Did you do the bad shit out of, like, anger, like, out of frustration, maybe to get their attention?
No.
Or out of necessity?
Out of necessity. Straight up out of necessity. It was all, like, if I wanted something, I would get it.
Yeah.
And, like, I would go to the little corner store, and I would steal a candy because I couldn't afford it. Or, like, I don't know.
Did any, like, teacher... Oh, sure. Any teacher at some point, like, kind of, like, reached out to you? Like, you never had, like, that adult, or maybe not a teacher, like, a family member, or like, a friend family, or a friend, like, a parent of a friend, like, that kind of, like, looked out for you ever? Or, like, you have, or, like, that adult that, like, maybe you could go, like, look for guidance?
I mean...
Or you never looked for it in the first place?
Not necessarily, but, I mean, there was, like, times where, like, a teacher, like... at my school literally paid for me to go to this Christian camp 3 years in a row.
Did you, like, want to go?
I went because it was fun.
Huh.
Like, there was motorcycles, there was a skate park, there was, like, I don't know, a giant, like, slide into the lake.
Yeah.
It was tight. But by the second year, I just acted like I accepted God just to, like, keep going.
A part of you, not only a part of you, like, was, like, in search of, like, hope or some shit, or, like, in search of anything?
No.
Like, even, you, like, you're always, like, this is
I
bullshit.
Was using it, yeah.
Huh.
I knew, like, I was just playing a game.
No, so you're a smart kid, and you knew that, which is kind of, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, I feel like even, like, most people that are smart don't gain that confidence until later on in life, which that's a pretty crazy thing. So, yeah, how was your life leading up to an adult? Like, how'd you find out about punk? I mean, I know it's, like, a corny question, but, like, I mean, to you, I mean, that's a big part of who you are.
Yeah. So, literally, I went from Ja Rule to Ramones and Sex Pistols, like, instantly.
How?
I fucked with, like, Ja Rule and, like, what's that song? Like, North Carolina, come on and raise up, take your shirt off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was my shit.
Yeah.
And then I found a Best Punk of the 80s CD on the ground.
On the ground?
Yeah. Just randomly.
Like, walking home? Or?
Yeah, I think I was just walking home, and I just found it, and it was, like, in the Sex Pistols font, and just said Best Punk of the 80s. And around that same time, I'd also been, like, watching, like, I think Baker 2G had just come out, and Andrew Reynolds was wearing a Ramones shirt, and I saw that Ramones was, like, on this CD, and I was like, oh, sick. And then I just listened to
How
that
old
CD.
Are you
there? I think it was, like 12?
12?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to be in, like, 12. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think if you would have not found the CD, like, it would have not hit as hard? Like, meaning, like, yeah, you would have, like, probably, like, listened to Ramones through the Baker video or through other shit, but, like, having a CD where, like, all the hits, you know what I mean, where, like, you can, like, not only are you listening to, like, a fucking, like, a punk band, like, you're listening to all the good songs from all the good punk bands.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
There's gotta be, like, something, like, you gotta have, like, what's it called, like... You got an advance, if that doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, instead of, like, here's a Ramones CD, then here's a Sex Pistols CD.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a Clash CD. You got, like, all the bands and the hits.
Yeah. That's pretty much what happened, like, in a way. But then I got into, like, The Offspring and shit like that, like, right after that.
Mm.
Like, more accessible punk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, mainstream punk.
Yeah. And then, but then I, like, I think it was like right around that time, like 13, 14, I went to a Best Buy and I was like, I really want this Ramon CD. And then I saw a Rancid CD and I was like, that looks punk. And I jacked both of them. I like ripped them both open in the, like in the aisle, and like shoved them both down my pants and like walked away. And then I just listened to both those CDs like over and over and over again.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, so yeah, so you're listening to punk, like you don't got much going. Was like, what was your life after like dropping out, after Christian camp, after all that? Like, were you still living with your parents? Did you like, did you move out? How was, what was your life like then?
I moved out at 16.
Where'd you go?
To a friend's house.
Why'd you move out?
Huh?
Why'd you move out? Just cause?
Like, I got in a fight with like my brother and like punched a hole in the wall, and then like, and I was like, I'm out of here. And my mom said like, if you leave, don't come back. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah.
Bye. But yeah, and then like lived at my friend's house with like his mom's, and like they took me in, and I like kept going to school. Even I kept going to, like, I was still in high school at that time. Like I was in like eighth grade, and kept going to school. But then I just like slowly like, I was like, wait, I don't even need to be here. And I, and this is also where like my like bigger punk, like, or like hardcore punk comes in. Like I met like all these guys at a show. It was like one of the first shows. Actually, let me tell you about the first show I ever went to.
Mm.
Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So the first like concert I went to actually was MXPX.
Oh yeah.
And this like giant, it was like Boom Boom Huck Jam or whatever, like that Tony Hawk like like shit that was happening at that time. And MXPX was playing, and this shirtless kid, get like ripped kid, gets on stage and starts flipping off everyone in MXPX and spitting on them, and then like runs and does a stage dive, and all the security guards are chasing after him. And I just remember seeing that and being like, I'm gonna be friends with that guy.
Hmm.
That guy was so cool. And then like, it had to have been like a few months later, I go to this show, and like him and all these like other punk kids were there together, and I just walked up to them and like started talking to them. And like, and they taught me like what actual punk and hardcore was. Like yeah, I listened to the Ramones and Sex Pistols and stuff, but like they told me what like hardcore was. They taught me about like the Misfits and Black Flag, and like they taught me like so much, and they were younger than me. And they taught me like everything, and like, and that was like, like I give like everything to them almost. Like it was Bremerton, Tiki House, HIV, Sam, Satori Silverstein, Ben Salima, Evan Sommerheiser, like Robert Hall, like all those guys like actually taught me what hardcore punk was.
You still friends with them to this day?
Yeah. Robert Hall's at this show. He's on tour with us right now.
Oh shit, that's cool. Yeah.
Sam, he passed away.
Huh.
Like RIP Samuel Satori Silverstein, singer of HIV. Like first tattoo I ever got is "No Sir, I Won't Be Like You."
Damn.
It's an HIV song.
Dang, I gotta check that out. I never heard of it.
Yeah.
That's
like my early punk shit. Like, that's like what I grew up on.
So was that your life like leading up to like even your 20s, like just like being a punk?
Yeah, I lived at Tiki House. So I moved out of my parents' house into my friend's house, and then from there I moved into Tiki House, which was like, it was like a kid's dream, like a punk kid's dream, where like there was no parents around. Like,
yeah.
Lori was the mom, but she was never around.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of this house.
Yeah.
I've heard of this house, yeah.
Like, she, like... Like...
It wasn't a straight edge house by any chance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were all straight edge. Like,
you were even straight edge at the time?
Yeah.
Did you do drugs prior? Or,
no.
So you were straight edge all the way until that time?
All the way until I was, like, 23.
Dang. Why'd you break edge?
I mean, that's way later down the line, but...
Well, okay, yeah. Why did the mom leave you guys? That's what I want to know.
She had like a boyfriend that had an airplane. And she was like flying around.
Oh, and the house was like bought already. Like it was like they owned it.
Her house, yeah.
She owned the house, and she's like, here, just have it.
Evan is her son.
Damn, so lit.
Yeah.
Well, what was some of the shit that went on there? Like straight edge kids. Like you guys are not like drinking. You guys are not doing drugs.
We like had the craziest like parties and had two shows every weekend. There was, like, I think, like, 400 or 500 bands played there, like, over the years. Like bands from, like, I don't know, like...
How did Straight Edge Kids Party?
Blacklisted played there. Like, fucking, like... Like, Allegiance played there. Like, Dangers and, like... It was, like, all these hardcore bands. Like, every hardcore band during that time that you can possibly think of...
Played
at this house.
Yeah. Like, was the house big even? Or house?
The house was like 4 bedrooms and then we had like a garage. That's where the shows were.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Was there any like any sort of like law and order? Like any sort of like everybody had to follow certain rules? Like did everybody have to be straight edge or what was it like?
I mean, it just never became a problem. Like there was never really like
everybody just got along too?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And what happened? How did it end?
I don't know.
So the mom never came back for like how many years?
I mean, I think she like, I mean, she was still always around, but.
And she's still like, did bands come around or like, do you guys like, hold up? Like
no, mom she came? Was down. She would drive us to all the punk core shows. She would drive us to all the hardcore shows. Like, she was like our friend.
Damn.
Lori Summerizer is like, mom
of that's nuts
hardcore at that time like
and straight edge kids
yeah
what the fuck
yeah
and how did it end or why did that end
I don't even know if you could say it did
is the house still there?
Yeah
so just everybody
Lori still lives there Evan like is still there a lot of the time like power like
does Evan play in any band
he sang for power
I didn't check that out. Damn, that's crazy. What are some of the close memories? Like, some of the craziest shit you saw there at the Tiki House?
I mean, just, like, the, like HIV playing there and Sunset Riders and, I don't know.
Damn, that sounds like the life.
Yeah.
Like, just straight-edge kids. You don't have to worry about, like, some fool being fucked up. Damn. I wonder if that's any had straight edge house has ever happened again or has happened again.
Yeah.
Damn. So you moved out or what? Or like little by little people started moving out and you were one of them or like how did it work?
Yeah, I got older and like got girlfriends and, yeah. Actually, I think what happened was like Lori was like, you can't be living here if you don't have a job. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll get a job. But then like, oh, now I'm making money. I could have a nicer room somewhere else, not live under the stairs. I don't know.
What was your first job?
My first job actually was a Kirby vacuum salesman.
So you like sold vacuums?
Yeah, I already tried. And I sold one.
Did you get paid?
No.
No, you get paid?
No. So I don't even call it a job.
So what was the job you had after when they were like, you gotta get a job?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese? Were you Chuck E.?
I was hired as a leads, what's it called? Lead maintenance. So basically I was just glorified, fucking janitor. But I got paid more than everyone else to do that, which was sick.
Was it dirty?
I mean, no, not really.
Little kids weren't barfing everywhere?
No. But I had to be Chucky a couple times.
Why? Like, because the other truck, like, you want to show up?
Yeah. And they were like,
that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You pull up, it's a dude from GAG, like, years later, and you're like, you what the fuck? Damn.
Yeah, was
that, like, ever, like...
I was in the Chucky costume, sure.
Maybe I'm digging too much deep into this, but, like, wasn't it, like, kind of like, damn, like, your parents are out here bringing y'all to, like, have fun? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I grew up, like, with, like, you know what I mean? Like, didn't that, like...
I mean, there was, like, a moment, like...
Where you just saw, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Where, like, kids were, like, taking pictures with me and stuff, and I was, like, smiling, and then I realized that I didn't have to smile because you couldn't see my face.
Oh.
And then I was just, like, would, like, make, like, menacing faces, like, yeah, behind the Chucky mask. And, like, and I was like, I probably shouldn't be Chucky. Like, I probably shouldn't be this, like, little mouse that kids are taking photos with.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I don't know.
Damn.
You got a legitimate photo of me smiling. It's rare. It's a rare
thing. Hopefully it comes out fucking right, because it's been kind of either or with this camera. But either or. I mean, anyways. Damn. You worked as Chucky.
Yeah. That was my legitimate first job, yeah.
How long did you work there?
Not long. They caught me stealing.
Oh, really? Yeah. What did you steal? What did you steal from Chuck E. Cheese?
A bag of chicken wings and mozzarella sticks. Like, yeah, the, like, big-ass frozen bags.
Damn. Did you start doing drugs around that time?
Hmm?
Did you start doing drugs around that time, or are you still
starting? No, that was so strange.
And why'd you break,
like,
edge?
I was, like, I think I was, like, 17.
Oh, you were 17?
Yeah.
Damn. So you're straight and you still didn't give a fuck?
Yeah.
That's kind of hard.
No.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like a lot of punks, I even won't say the majority of punks, are the way they are because, like, over time they get too buzzed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, would you do that if, you know what I mean? If, like...
No, I mean, I should do that shit out of necessity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I was poor.
Yeah.
Like, even then, I was, like, even though I had a job, I was still stealing, like... And I kind of thought it was cool. By the time
stealing
I was,
is
like...
cool.
Yeah, like, I thought, like... I had already gotten used to it, and by that point, and even though I was making a little bit of money, it was still fun. Yeah. I don't know.
I know. I mean, I'm in SH University right now. I stole a whole lot of shit from Walmart yesterday, and I'm like, I think to myself, I'm like, damn, is life really gonna get better? like it seems like almost like inevitable or like impossible. I'm like, dude, life's so crappy. Like, I've heard a lot of stories from, like, dudes that are, like, our older dudes, like, during this interview, they're like, oh, yeah, like, I was there. Like, I was, you know, like, doing that. And I'm like, I just don't, like, I mean, you're in a fucking punk band and a successful hardcore punk band. I feel like for how freaky GAG is, it's so successful, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you see that? Are you proud of that?
I mean, I love where we're at. I wouldn't say we're successful.
You guys are.
I mean...
You guys are, like, playing the coolest shows for, like, how crazy you are.
Yeah.
You have songs about, like, Prison Wife, Meth Lab, and like, yeah, punk kids dig it, which is cool, but hardcore kids dig it.
Yeah.
It's rare for fucking hardcore kids to be, like... You know what I mean?
Because,
like,
I come from both.
No, yeah, yeah, I know. But, like, your frontmanship, you go to another city, I would have never guessed it. You know what I mean? Until I did my research, I'm like, oh, this is just from hardcore. But, like, I would have been like, oh, this is dude, like, it looked to, like, from the first time I saw you guys or, like, how it looked, I thought it was, like, hardcore kids with a punk dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which is probably how it is, like, in hindsight.
Yeah.
But it looks like a straight up punk dude with, like a fucking dude who, like, likes, I don't know, like, fucking Catholic score or something, you know what I mean? Like, and with, like, kids who, like Death Threat, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, that's cool.
No, it is sick.
I mean, what do you do now? Like, well, how's your life like now? You stay in Arizona, don't you, right?
I live in Arizona. I live in Tucson.
Why'd you move over there?
My girlfriend got to do an acupuncture school there.
What's acupuncture?
It's, like, Eastern medicine.
Oh, shit.
Like,
So she's, like, smart.
She's very smart.
Sick.
Yeah, she rocks.
Is your life, like, semi-peaceful now?
Yeah. I mean, like, I live with her and our dog, Strawberry, who rocks, like, and I just work and go on hikes with my dog and like work on my motorcycle and I don't know.
You're like a quiet antisocial dude. Were you like that even when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I always did things like skateboarding and playing in like bands and stuff where like I was able to express myself, but still in to this day in a large group I'm the quiet guy. Like I'm incapable of like getting the attention of the crowd or of like the group. I wouldn't say the crowd, but like the group. Like
then how are you the vocalist? A frontman loves attention or has to like some attention.
The thing is, because through like shit like skateboarding and stuff, like I perform, like I can with my, it's more about like movement and my body and like.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And doing things, it's not about like holding a conversation. Like I can hold a conversation one-on-one super easy, but like getting the attention of like a group of people is my downfall. Like I feel so uncomfortable like trying to like speak to a group of people.
So when you sang for the band, did like they ask you to be the frontman? Like they're like, "Yo, you gotta do it," or like, how was that?
I mean, it was mostly just like we're friends, and like I don't know how to play instruments, and.
So you said right now earlier a little bit that you play for other bands.
Yeah, I mean.
What are some of the other bands you play?
I was in the band Red and Black that you know about and you mentioned, and I was in a couple of joke bands that I will not disclose.
Okay. They're that bad?
Yeah, they're that bad.
Any other band that's like had a record or EP out?
No, just Red and Black.
Just Red and Black?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, there was a band between Red and Black and Gag called Bricks. That was like a basically Red and Black, but with different members. It only played like 3 shows, so it doesn't even count. But.
Okay, okay. Damn. Did you wish, like, you, like, looking back now, that you would have done more bands?
No, I mean, I was
really. I feel like you're such like. I mean, you write the lyrics for Gag, obviously, right?
Most of them.
Are you like behind a lot of the image, or like a lot of like the album cover being chosen, or like do you pitch the
Not
ideas?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's definitely like. Influence, but like with most of the record covers, that was our boy Scott, who's our original bass player. He did most of them, and like some of it would be like me and him collabing, like the one with like the motorcycle, you know. What's that record called?
America's Greatest Hits.
Like that's me on the motorcycle. And like that was like a collab between me and him where he took a photo of me like doing donuts on my dirt bike.
Yeah.
And like while I wore like a leather jacket, like sleeveless with like pantyhose over my face. And then he like painted it.
Oh, he painted it?
Yeah, he like took the photo and then he like painted that photo.
Wow, I didn't know that. You would have told me that. Okay, I'm glad you said that. I would have never known. I thought it was a picture.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
It's a painting, yeah.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, what the hell is all this shrimp about?
Literally?
I was thinking of songs to say. I was like, that one. I was like, what the fuck is that about?
Literally, that song is about me driving in a convertible with sunglasses on, looking cool, feeling cool. That's the lyrics to that song, and that's literally all it's about.
Did like you write that on a notebook, like while you're driving, yeah. You got home, or like
I just was like, I think it was more of like a thing. Like I heard the song, and that's what I felt when I heard it.
That's hard.
Because that's probably what I did that day.
What about your birthday?
Your birthday? How does that one go? I'm so bad. Like I don't name all the songs.
Oh, okay.
Joey names a lot of the songs, and Joey's helped me out with like lyrics and stuff here and there too.
Well, okay. What's some of your favorite songs?
What are some of my favorite songs? Yeah. I don't know. You put me on the spot.
Sorry. Like if you were to be like, I don't know, if I were to buy a gag record, mm-hmm. what would you be like the most like? Yeah, this is like the songs you should like read or like point. You would point at this.
Read, like lyrically, I think. What's it called? So we name the songs differently than they are on the late or like on our record.
Why?
Like, cause that's how we will like communicate them to each other or something. You know, like
what's an example?
One we call "Creepy Peni." It sounds like a creepy rudimentary peni song, but it's not what it's called on the record.
Okay.
And like those are some of my favorite lyrics.
Was the song? What's the actual song? I don't remember
what it's called.
Fuck.
On the actual record, I don't remember.
Or how about the line? In reality, nothing's funny, but I'm still laughing. How did that line come about? That's like such a dark lyric, in my opinion.
That's cool. I don't know. I just wrote it like thinking about how like. Yeah, this world kind of sucks. Like we all laugh at shit, but there's just so much darkness and so much fucking like.
Pain is everywhere at all time.
What?
Pain is everywhere at all.
Yeah, time. Exactly. Like, it's just so disgusting in this world most of the time, but we can still find things to laugh at, and we do still laugh, but like. When you think about it, it's like the rest of the world is not that funny.
Yeah.
Like, if you really think about it, it's so, like, this world is so serious and so fucked. Like, but we still find ourselves laughing.
I get sad all the time. Like, deeply, yeah. like on the way here, I was like, I don't have money. I was like, I don't have money, and I was like, I need to get into the gig. And I was like, I'm hitting up my home. I was like, yo.
Did you get in?
Yeah, I got in.
Okay, I would have got you in. You should have told me.
But I was like, I didn't know you. I was like, and you're like doing me the favor interviewing me. So I was like,
yeah,
but like, even then, it's just like, I was thinking, I was like, you know what I mean? Like, just anxiety. Or like, even the other day, I was walking, and I would see this dog, like you know, people like, there's like a taco stand and people are just throwing it onto the street, like, you know, they don't even throw the trash, and the dog's like licking, and I'm just like, fuck, like I wish I had a fucking dollar, and I don't, like, not even to buy myself a taco, to buy this dog a taco, you know what I mean? It's just like little shit, like, and then you just think about the rest of it, like
I get like that. I go on tour with I've gone on so many tours with nothing in my pocket, if not literally $3, onto a full US tour, and I just like try to figure it out.
Yeah. That's inspiring. One time I was going to go in with like 64 cents.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, never mind. Yeah. But then sometimes where I'm like, I'm going with like 50 bucks. But to me, I'm like, yeah, I'm set with 50 bucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But.
That's like less than what I got left in my bank account right now.
Damn. Really?
Yeah.
Dude, you want to share yours and share mine?
I mean, we could, yeah.
What is yours?
I mean, my bank account right now. Yeah. It's probably got like. $200
Damn, that's good. I got $21.
Yeah. But I just paid rent also.
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, I'm $21 and no job. And I'm an immigrant on top. So fuck that.
Damn, are you not a citizen?
No.
That's cool.
That's like, yeah. I mean, I've talked about it a lot of times. It's just like I can't work at McDonald's. I can't work at Starbucks. You know what I mean? Like the jobs that like people see as a last resort.
You don't want to work.
No, I don't. Shit, no, trust me. But like, it's just hard to find a fucking job. And then some people would like, who like make me the, like, it sucks because every job has to be through knowing someone so they could like pay me under the table.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then in this fucking modernized world, like, it's just like hard. You know what I mean? Like, I've read books and like of like people who like I feel like not look up to, but I feel like, oh, they kind of made it, and they talk about like, yeah, like, you know, you dabble here and there, and I'm like, yeah, but now in this world, like, you don't get hired, you don't like like, you get, like, you know, everything's online, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah. You can't, like, it's, like, you can't make a fucking first impression, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, I feel like, I want to say that if a lot of people, like, met me first, I'll be like, yo, like, I'll work, you know what I mean? Like, and I'll tell them, but you can't see that through a resume when you just see my age, and, like, you don't even know a picture of me, you know what I mean?
But yeah, no, for sure.
This world sucks. I feel like it's worse.
Huh?
It's worse now.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't have a degree of any sort that can tell somebody that I'm a capable worker, but I have experience.
Yeah, all over.
I
mean, yeah.
I just tell people I have experience, and then they're like, all right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you're in gag.
Wait, is it cool if we pause for a second?
Yeah.
I have a piece over.
All right, back. So I know maybe it's a corny question, but I was like, come on, like, it's like, for us, I will only ask you because you're in gag. What are some of the crazy things you've seen at a gag show?
That I've seen at a gag show. I mean, it's hard because, like, I don't.
What are some of the coolest things? Or is it just memories? Maybe not necessarily, like, either playing or, I don't know, something.
Yeah. Dude, I have a terrible memory, so it's hard. But, I don't know, like, I guess all I can, this is me talking about myself, not, like, what I've seen, but, like, one of the coolest things I remember happening while playing was, like, I had a broken ankle, and I climbed, I was at the Black Lodge in Seattle, and I climbed up the speakers, which was, like, 10 feet up, and then jumped another, like, 5 feet and, like, grabbed onto some, like, pipes that were literally, like, 15, 20 feet in the air. And I was swinging. And it was, like, literally, like, the perfect moment within the song where I, like, jumped off, like, or I, like, swung off. And I literally, like, landed on the stage with 1 foot because I had an actual broken ankle. And just, like, and then, I don't know, it just felt like one of the coolest moments to be able to, like, land like that and not hurt myself and, like, I don't know.
That's fucking, I get it.
I've played shows with, like, a broken back, I've played shows with, like, a broken knee, like, I don't know, I've, like,
I mean, with
in countries I'm not supposed to be in, like, I don't know, like, there's a bunch of stories that are crazy and cool, like, I don't know.
So I mean, with specific. age, does it get harder to, like, be more agile?
For sure.
Damn. Do you think you got many years in gag left?
I'm gonna fucking keep kicking until I can't.
Damn.
Like,
it's like the Wu-Tang.
I'll outpass all these young kids. I'll straight up kick them all in the face. I don't care. No, that was corny as hell, but...
No, sick.
No, I don't know. I am going to push myself as far as I possibly can.
Well, we're going to go back a little bit, actually, before I was going to ask the next question.
I don't want to be a jaded, like...
Old head?
Yeah, like, I see, like... Sorry, John Brandon, but I see Negative Approach playing now, and I'm like... like, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be, like, slowed down and, like... And, like... struggling again. Sorry, John Brandon, but
how low Negative Approach you?
But I just, like, I won't let that be me. Like, I will fucking, like, do everything that I can to, like, push myself.
Damn, I can't wait to see Gang in 20 years.
Yeah.
And did after Breaking Edge and after, like, you know, continuing life, did you get deep into drugs? So, no. I mean, High Off of Gunpowder is not a real song, or, like...
No.
That's not a real song?
No.
So you just, like, drank a lot, or you're not even deep into anything?
No, not even.
That's fucking crazy.
I never got that deep into anything.
That's, like, lit.
Yeah.
That's sick.
It was all, like, kind of subtle for me. Like, some people might say I drank a lot, but I never became an alcoholic. It was never hard for me to walk away. I walk away from it all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, assuming you're
I literally only drink while I'm on tour now.
Hmm.
Like, I don't drink while I'm at home. Like... I'm, like, sorry if that's not punk, but, like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I'm sober most of the time. Like,
that's hard.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. Wow. And now, yeah. So, how'd you reconcile after years? What point did you reconcile your relationship with your parents?
I mean, it honestly wasn't that long ago. Probably like a few years ago. Like, it was probably like I had some drinks with them. I gave my mom some acid, and like, and then I was just able to talk to them about anything.
Wow.
And everything.
Doing acid with your parents. That's
yeah.
That let alone.
Yeah.
And what was the conversation like?
It was good. It was just like talking about like how like, I don't know, talking about like kind of like conspiracy shit about the world, like, and then like mostly it was like I would go like skiing with them and like do like fun things and like in this way that like I didn't have as a kid. And like, and now I just like appreciate them and see them as like my friends.
Do you get along with your brother also?
No, not really. I mean, I don't not get along with him, but he's going through some hard shit. He's a drug addict.
How about your sister?
She's cool. Like, we don't fully like see the same page. I think now we do a little bit more.
Yeah.
But like growing up, we didn't. But I think now we do.
Did you feel like maybe once you reconciled your relationship with your parents, it was kind of like maybe closure in a way?
Yeah, definitely.
And you think you were more happy after that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not that I'm not mad about the fucking world.
Like, well, yeah. But I mean, how many people never get to fix that with their parents?
Totally.
You know what I mean? Especially like if they're on meth. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, like,
no, it was cool that they like got out of it and like we were able to have those conversations like about it even.
Yeah.
Like retrospectively, like
I mean it's only 46 minutes, but I want to wrap this up now.
Yeah.
Just cause what more can you say?
Yeah.
I mean, anything else you want to say?
Not necessarily. Like, I don't know, I just like, as much as I hate the world, I also love it. Like,
you have to.
Yeah.
Or you're just gonna swallow in misery.
Yeah. Like, I do want to be here, and I love my friends, and I love the people I'm around, and like, but it's not gonna change the world. The world's gonna fucking screw us all over any chance it can.
I strongly believe that, like, not like not race. Like, I mean, like, a breed of people is, like, you know, like, based on social class or whatever. I feel like punk hardcore kids are a certain breed of people. Those who, you know what I mean? And I want to say we're so lucky. Maybe we're not the most lucky in the world, but I feel like if you're a true hardcore punk kid, I mean, there's, like, kids who call themselves and they're not. You know what I mean? Or, like, with time, you'll see they're not. But I feel like we're the most lucky ones just because if you see hardcore punk for what it really is, for not being the cool guy or whatever, for like just like finding friends, and like, you know, personally me, like I'm a Mexican immigrant from South Central. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Los Angeles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm going on tour with dudes from Simi Valley. Like, that's like,
it's resilience.
That's fucking crazy. I mean, yeah. I think about like what Henry Rollins said, you know what I mean? Like, he was like, travel, you know what I mean? And then I was having an argument with the homie. He's like, yeah, but like, we're not rich. I'm like, it's not about traveling to another country.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Simi, I didn't know Simi Valley fucking existed. You know what I mean? Until I started going to hardcore shows.
Yeah.
To me, that's like, it's like the fact that I found hardcore and punk. Like, sometimes I hate, like, you know, certain things, certain niches, but it's like, I don't know, like, you know, you love your girlfriend, you know what I mean? Like, you, when you really love someone, you love them with the bad things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like hardcore punk, like, you're lucky. If you found this, like, I don't know, like right now, you know what I mean? It's like, you're on tour, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
like, you're seeing the world with your friends.
For
you're
sure.
You're playing music that you love. Like, look at Midnight Hour, you know what I mean? Like, that's like a utopia in itself, you know what I mean?
I'm
like,
so glad I'm not at work. Like,
yeah.
I'm so glad
what do you
I'm
work
like,
at?
Hanging out with my friends. I just, I'm, right now I'm like a construction, like, sign installer. Like, I install signs.
Yeah.
But, like, that's, like, one of the many things I've done. But I just mean, like, I'm so glad that, like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And, like, I get to do this with my friends. And, like, friends I've had for literally, like, almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
Are still in this van with me. Like, that is so amazing. And, like sometimes I get down and I'm like, fuck, like, I'm getting older and, like, this is getting harder or whatever. And I'm like, wait, it's not. It's like, I'm still a fucking, like, punk kid that's having so much fun going to punk shows.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I just want to, like, put it out there that, like, hold on to that. Like, keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
like, even if you're not into punk in 10 years or whatever, like, it's a sign of hope.
Yeah.
It's a sign that, like, you know what I mean? Like I think about my, assume the worst, right? Like, I leave hardcore tomorrow, right? Which I hope not. You know what I mean? But, like, it's just, like, I still think I'm, like, I've seen, like, the beauty of the world. You know what I mean? The beauty of people. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen, like, you know, like, the small room and, like, where Gag's playing, like, me and one other person moshing to my homie's band that no one showed up. You know what I mean? But having the time of your life. You know what I mean? Like, that, like, kids from, like, different areas. You know what I mean? Like, and, like, different worlds, because LA is, like, one area is different, one area, you know what I mean? But, like, being in the same room and, like, being acting like, you know, moshing, you look like 80, you know what I mean? You moshing, like, to, like, you know what I mean, to your friend's band, you know what I mean? Like, no one showed up, they're not getting any shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you're just having the best time of your life. Like, no matter what happens in life, like, you remember those things. Like, it's like, dude, like, that's a sign, like, it's like, you know what I mean? That's like, that's the beautiful thing. Inside a venue where this, you know, Sergio, who, like, whether you like him or not, it's like, he, like it's a punk building a place for other, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a sign of change, you know what I mean? It's
for sure, yeah.
Also, I mean, also, good things don't come easy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why they're good things, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's why you feel the way you feel. You can't feel good all the time.
For sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, you gotta go play soon, huh?
I probably, yeah, it's about getting about that time.
All right, sick. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.